The law says a government must be formed within 14 days. The weakened African National Congress has two choices. It could form a government of national unity with the centrist official opposition Democratic Alliance, the DA, which got 22% of the vote, or it could go into a coalition with a few radical populist parties led by former President Jacob Zuma's Umkhonto we Sizwe, the MK. It received almost 15% of the vote. The MK and its likely partner, the Economic Freedom Fighters, the EFF, want to change the constitution to make their policies possible. Their main plans are to seize land, including from white farmers, and to give the state control of all forms of wealth, including banks and mines, for what they call equal redistribution to the poor. In a speech on Sunday, DA leader John Steenhuisen said his party will do everything possible to avoid the MK and EFF governing.
I too am a father to three young daughters, and like millions of South Africans, I don't want them to grow up in a country run by a party like MK that wants to abolish the constitution, which wants to subvert the judiciary, and that plans to expropriate private property and nationalize the Reserve Bank. These are the things contained in the manifestos of the EFF and MK. And they amount to an all-out assault on the constitution of our country. They will cause untold unemployment, misery, hardship and hunger for millions of our people.
In a speech broadcast on Sunday night, ANC leader and South African President Cyril Ramaphosa repeatedly emphasized his party will form a government with people who respect the constitution and democracy.
The people of South Africa expect their leaders to work together to meet their needs. They expect the parties for which they have voted to find a common ground, to overcome their differences, to act and work together for the good of everyone, to work together within the framework of our constitution and address whatever challenges we encounter peacefully and in accordance with the prescripts of our constitution and the rule of law. That is what is required of us.
Some political analysts say Ramaphosa's speech was a rebuke of the MK and EFF. Both parties have suggested they've been cheated out of votes. The MK also says it won't work with the ANC unless Ramaphosa resigns. The ANC says this isn't going to happen. Ramaphosa ousted Zuma as ANC leader in late 2017, following allegations that Zuma and his government allowed billions of rands to be looted from state enterprise during his term as president. Zuma denies wrongdoing, branding Ramaphosa an agent of white capital. Some analysts say all this points to the ANC rejecting the MK and EFF as coalition partners. But the ANC also has fundamental differences with the DA. The DA wants to scrap key ANC policies, such as black economic empowerment, which it says have enriched a black elite and left millions poor and unemployed. The DA wants to privatize state enterprises and wants closer ties with Western powers. The ANC is against privatization and has close ties with China, Iran, and Russia, which backed it during the anti-apartheid fight. No parties have indicated when formal talks will begin, but VOA has been told unofficially that some preliminary contact has started. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.